3, 2, 1. How many of you remember where you were and what you were doing on October 4th, 1957? That was the day the former Soviet Union launched Sputnik 1, the first artificial satellite to orbit the Earth. Interestingly, the Eisenhower administration didn't see the launch as particularly noteworthy, but newspaper headlines the next day showed the public was in a state of shock and fear about this Russian moon flying over American cities. In fact, there is evidence that the Sputnik debacle was more of a media-generated frenzy than an actual failure of American science and engineering. How many of you remember those early days of the space race, when every rocket launch made the front pages of the newspaper and television coverage sometimes lasted all day? Those were heady days then, when everyone recognized project names such as Vanguard and Explorer, and personal names like Gagarin, Shepard, and Glenn, and the world was thrilled by the sounds of rockets with names like Delta and Atlas blasting into space. Of course, the hot question today is, where were you when Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin walked on the moon 50 years ago? The anniversary of the Apollo 11 landing is generating nonstop coverage, but I wonder what will happen when all the celebrations are over. Space exploration, robotic and human, has almost become routine, and the news doesn't cover routine events. We've all heard the expression, nature abhors a vacuum. In the case of science news and science education, that vacuum is too often filled by pseudoscience, paranormal claims, conspiracy theories, and hoaxes. Whether or not we should even be in space is still a topic that spurs heated debate and passion among scientists and observers. But space technology benefits all of our lives, and the more we know about it, the better. And the better the news coverage ought to be. I'm Larry Burris.